Page 50. Read. A Season of Discontent.
What would the four seasons be like if they were people? They are all very different from one another. They might have trouble getting along. How would they decide which one would make the weather? Children find special qualities to love in every season. So in this play, a child is able to show the four seasons how to play fair. The lights come up. On stage are four actors, each wearing a mask that represents a season. The actor playing spring is standing at the center of the stage. Winter, summer, and fall stand off to the side. In front of spring, a child is sitting in a lawn chair, wearing a pair of red rubber boots.
I am the most important season. When I arrive, all the plants begin to grow. I'm obviously very powerful, so I should be the one who makes the weather.
Spring, is your speech going to take an eternity?
What about you, Winter? The last time you were in control, the rest of us froze. By the time I started making the weather, I felt like I'd been living on a glacier.
Isn't anyone ready for a transition? I feel that we could all use a nice change.
All of you, stop talking while I'm trying to talk. It's extremely irritating. You should be enjoying my spectacular rain showers.
Winter walks over and stands in front of Spring. The child takes off the red rubber boots and puts on a hat and scarf.
Well, guess what, Spring? Your time is up. I'm putting myself in control. So, who's in the mood for a blizzard?
Spring, fall, and summer stamp their feet to get warm as winter blows cold air.
This is ridiculous. I hate being cold.
Oh, you always say that. Just relax. You'll adapt and get used to it.
Summer walks over to Winter and stands in front of Winter. The child takes off the hat and scarf and puts on a pair of sunglasses.
Get out your sunblock, everybody. It's time for vacation and fun in the sun, because Summer is running the show now.
Nobody cares about me. I'm not warm enough for spring and summer, and I'm not cold enough for winter. I'm impossible to categorize accurately.
Fall taps Summer on the shoulder. Summer ignores Fall. Fall hesitates, then steps in front of Summer. The child takes off the sunglasses and puts on a sweater.
Can we stop wasting time with Fall? Sometimes he can't even make a decent frost. I can cover everything with ice and snow. I can literally stop traffic.
Don't other seasons deserve an opportunity to shine, Winter?
Not Fall. He's too unexceptional.
Just because I'm the season that causes life to wither and decay doesn't mean I don't have feelings. I'm more powerful than any of you.
Spring jumps in front of Fall.
No, I'm the most powerful. I can be soft and warm, or I can be stormy and tempestuous.
The child starts to put on the red rubber boots, but Summer jumps in front of Spring. The child starts to put on sunglasses, but takes them off when Winter jumps in front of Summer. Soon, all four seasons are trying to get in front. The child is now wearing the sweater, the sunglasses, the scarf and hat, and one of the rubber boots. The child gets up and faces the seasons.
That's enough! Stop arguing!
The four seasons stare at the child.
Listen, you are all powerful and important. And, like it or not, you all need each other. You just need a schedule you can follow consistently. Spring, start. You get 3 months.
3 months? Wow!
That's not fair!
You're all going to get 3 months. First spring, then summer. After that, it's fall's turn, and last, winter. Everybody gets exactly the same amount of time, and everybody takes turns. It's called cooperation.
Cooperation! What a great idea! No more arguing.
The child takes off the scarf, hat, sweater, and sunglasses, puts on the second red rubber boot, sits down on the lawn chair, and gives a big sigh.
I doubt that, but at least life will be more predictable.
Lights out.